This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 4th September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is also basking in sunshine, making it a great day to explore the city. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasantly warm, inviting residents and visitors alike to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, repeated attacks by Iran are pressuring Jordan due to its close ties with the U.S., amid rising energy prices and concerns over the West Bank. Also, Ynet reports from this morning that Hezbollah terrorists are trapped underground as the IDF clears a key ridge in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF has eliminated Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi, the commander of Hamas's Nukba battalion, earlier this hour. Separately, I-24 News says the U.S. is investigating a deadly strike at an Iranian wedding after analysis suggests a direct hit by American munitions. And finally, Forward reports that Nitya Raman, a candidate for mayor in Los Angeles, has won an endorsement from the Democratic Socialists of America despite previous clashes over her stance on Israel. Reaction is vibrant on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, has condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar announced earlier today that Dutch representatives are being expelled from Israel due to a new Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News, a conflict monitoring account, also reported earlier today on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats following the enactment of the Dutch law against Israeli settlements. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Times of Israel's report, Jordan is facing mounting challenges due to Iranian drone and missile attacks. These attacks highlight the kingdom's strategic alliance with the U.S. Rising energy costs and regional instability exacerbate the situation, creating economic and security concerns for Jordan. Turning to the Ynet report, the IDF has successfully trapped Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon. The military operation targeted underground routes used by the group on Ali Taher Ridge. This development marks a significant victory in the ongoing conflict, reducing Hezbollah's operational capabilities in the area. Meanwhile, Walla brings news of the elimination of a key Hamas commander by the IDF. Mohammed Mahmoud Marasht al-Qadi played a role in October's deadly raid on the Sufa post. His removal is a blow to Hamas, impacting its leadership and operational planning. Separately, I-24 News highlights the U.S. investigation into a strike at an Iranian wedding. The incident raises questions about the use of American munitions. This development could have diplomatic implications affecting U.S.-Iran relations. Finally, Forward reports on Nitya Raman's endorsement by the Democratic Socialists of America. Despite previous disagreements over her views on Israel, Raman has secured their support. This backing could influence her chances in the Los Angeles mayoral race. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's tax revenues are surging, but a budget crisis might still be looming ahead. Tax collection is projected to reach the state's 2026 target, yet fiscal challenges remain. Separately, Walla Business shares good news for many Israeli workers and self-employed individuals. Many will receive payments from the tax authority's work grant, advanced due to the new year. And finally, Globes reports that the Financial Times has urged the European Union to suspend its association agreement with Israel. This call comes in response to Israel's actions in the West Bank, potentially impacting EU-Israel relations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.